Okay, so we're starting the Shemayna Esrei. Everyone, join there with Yisidurim. In Chazal, Shemayna Esrei is called Tefila. Tefila is what we call the entire thing. But really, in Chazal, when they say Tefila, it refers to Shemayna Esrei. Shemayna Esrei is the Iker of the Tefila. Shemayna Esrei was created and formed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, who lived in the time of the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. Anshei Knesset HaGdoila wrote the Nusach of Shemayna Esrei. L'maisa, it was called Shemayna Esrei because it has 18 brachas. What we daven these days, which has 19 brachas, is with the addition of Olam Al Shinim, which was added afterwards, many years later, by Shmuel HaKotan. But originally it was called Shemayna Esrei, and that name stuck, that even though now it's Shah Esrei, it's really 19, but it's still called the Shemayna Esrei. And the Zohar HaKadosh, when he talks about the Shemayna Esrei, it's called the Amida. Amida, you hear that name, you see it sometimes in Siddurim. The Amida is because the most important tefillah that we say standing, that's called the Amida. Okay, so the Shemayna Esrei, as we know, is broken up into three parts. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Daled tells us that there has to be three parts of Shemayna Esrei. The first part is called Shevach, which is the praises of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The second part, which is the longest part, that's called Bakasha. That's all the requests that we have. And the last part is called Haidah, which is thanking Hashem for everything that He gives us. As we see from the fact that the Bakashas are surrounded by a Shevach and Haidah, by the praising of Hashem and thanking Hashem, one of the most important parts in the tefillah is not just to come in and ask everything that we need, but it's also to realize that everything comes from Hashem. We praise Hashem to show that everything comes from Him. We thank Him afterwards, reiterating that fact that everything comes from Him. And at the same time, even within our Bakasha, we don't just say, please give us Das, please give us Tshuva. We start in the Nusach of the Bracha, in Bakasha, we say, Ata Chayinei La'adam Das, you're the one who does it again, pointing out that we recognize that everything comes from Hashem. And this is something that the Chayvus Halvavus brings down, Chayvus Halvavus in Shar Cheshben HaNefesh, in Cheshben Yud Ches, the 18th Cheshben, where he talks about Cheshben HaNefesh, he says like this, that there was a tzaddik who used to say in his tefillah every day that, Hashem, I'm not letting you know what I need because I think you don't know. I'm not telling you I need das, I need refuah shalem, I need parnasa, because, oh, by the way, I want to let you know what I need. Hashem knows that without us. Ella, the reason that I'm saying it is she'argish begoydel chesroini eilecha ubitchoini b'cha, that I'm saying this in order that I should feel and I should realize how much we need you and how much we rely on you. So the Chavis Alavis points out that that's the proper tefillah. Tefillah is when you come to Hashem, not just to ask everything, to say, this is what I need, this is what I need. Hashem knows already what we need. But the point of tefillah is, as Mavur from the introduction of Shevach and the ending off with Haidah, and all the words in between, the Bakashas, is that we are being in ourselves that Hakara, that we really need Hashem for every last thing. Okay, so let's get started with the Shemayna Esrei. This is the Ikar of our tefillah. And the Shemayna Esrei, besides what the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila made up, with starting for Baruch Atah Hashem, there's an introductory pasuk, which is actually a pasuk in Tehillim. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Nun Aleph, pasuk Yud Zayin. And it says like this, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, Ufi Yagid Tehillasecha. Which means, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, you should open up my lips. Ufi, and my mouth, Yagid Tehillasecha, should tell your praises. That's the pasuk that we start Shemayna Esrei with. The Gemara already brings this down. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Dalet says that a person is supposed to say this before he starts his tefillah, and that's our nusach to say this before every Shemayna Esrei. What's the pshat in it? So the Avodram is one of the Iker Rishayim on tefillah. It's a Talmud of the Tur, and the Avodram goes through the entire Siddur with his Pirush on it, so that we'll be quoting him a lot. The Avodram says that the idea Hashem Sefasai Tiftach is that we're asking Hashem that our tefillah should come out smoothly. Sometimes when you daven, it doesn't go, the words stumble. We're asking Hashem that He should open up our lips and our tefillah should come out smoothly, because it's such an important thing in the tefillah. There's a Gemara about it. The Gemara says in Brachas Taf Lamed Daled that Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa knew when his tefillah was going to be answered. If it came out smoothly, he knew that that was a good tefillah, it has a siyata d'shmaya, that it came out clearly and smoothly, that's going to be answered. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa said that if his tefillah, if he stumbled on it, then it was a bad siman. So since that's so important that a person has that good siman, the good omen in his tefillah, that it's geshmaka davening, it's coming out smooth, so we ask Hashem right in the beginning that we should have siyata d'shmaya, that it should come out smooth, he should open our lips and let us say a pure tefillah like this, it'll be a good siman that our tefillah will be answered. There is one other point in Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, which is brought up by the Sefer Panim Yafos Ala Teira. That's the Hafla. Panim Yafos Ala Teira. Right in the beginning of Parshas Ve'eschanan. Beginning of Parshas Ve'eschanan, it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu davening Ve'eschanan Al Hashem. So the Panim Yafos brings down this Gemara to say Hashem Svasai tips up before davening, and he says, why do we say Hashem should open our lips? And we're opening our lips ourselves, we're davening. So he said the truth is that a person should realize that when you're standing in front of the Melech Malchei Hamlachim himself, the one who created you, the one who created the entire world, it should be a very overbearing and intimidating machshava. We have a chance three times a day, we come to who? To the one who created the entire world, and we're just standing in front of him, asking him this and that. It's a mind-boggling experience when you think about it. And therefore what we're supposed to say is, Hashem Svasai Tiftach, open up your mouth, open up my lips, help me daven. The natural tendency should really be, and if it's not, we should get the chizuk from this pasuk to make it like that, that our natural tendency should be, how can I talk in front of Hashem? I'm embarrassed after everything I did from the last tefillah till now. Now I'm going to come and just express a pure, smooth tefillah. We ask Hashem Svasai Tiftach, because really what we should be is just like speechless, that we're not able to talk, and therefore we ask Hashem for that siyata d'shmaya. I remember the first and only time that I went to visit Rav Shach. It was a Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael who was able to get in, and he brought me and a few other bachrim. I was a bachrim at the time, to bring to Rav Shach. The entire way to Bnei Brak and the entire 45 minute wait that I had outside his office, I had planned one question to ask him. I wanted to ask him one question. I chazed it over in Yiddish and Hebrew and anything that could possibly come up. And as soon as he shook my hand, I forgot everything that I wanted to say. And it wasn't that long. It was about a sentence. Just a question that I wanted to ask him. I just totally blanked out. And that's the one thing I could think about when I read this Panim Yafos, that when you come to Hashem, it should be even more scary than going to Rav Shach. You come to the Melech Malchei Hamlachim himself and you're davening and suddenly like, you go blank. I mean, that's what should be, and therefore we ask Hashem Siyata D'Shmaya, open up my lips, make me comfortable, make me able to express my words. And even though, again, when we're coming to Shemana Esrei, most of us don't have a problem opening up our lips and davening, but Adarava, that's something we should think about as we start the davening, that it's a big schus to daven in front of Hashem and to ask Him everything that we need, and to have the opportunity to praise Him and to be healthy and to come to a minyan, unlike people who are in a hospital or not able, not well enough to come daven. So we should appreciate that opportunity and think about it when we start the Shemoneh Esrei with Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Okay, let's get to the Ikra Shemoneh Esrei now. The brachas, the first bracha is called the bracha of Avos, and it starts Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Velikei Aviseinu. Before we even start translating the words, I just want to point out that the entire Shemoneh Esrei should be said with kavana. It's called Avodah Shebelev Davening. You're supposed to have in mind kavana means Pirush Hamilos, what the words mean, have kavana, what you're doing, and what the davening means. However, if you didn't have kavana in Shemoneh Esrei, it's not ma'akev, you don't have to say it again. However, in the first bracha, the bracha of Avos, the kavana is ma'akev. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in Siman Kuf Aleph, Sif Aleph, it says that if a person davened Shemoneh Esrei and did not have kavana in the first bracha, he read through the first bracha until Magen Avram and did not have any kavana, yachzer v'yispalel, he should daven again. Azoy shteid in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, no, we don't do that these days. The Ramah says, you know why? Because who says you're going to have Kavanah the second time? We're not so good at having Kavanah these days. It's been a problem for many generations. The Gemara talks about it even. But the Ramah says, the saving Ramah, that he says that these days you don't have to go back to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, because we're not convinced, there's no guarantee that you're going to have Kavanah the second time as well. So just leave it as is. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down, and this we should all know, La Halacha, Mishnah Berurah over there in Siman Kuf Aleph, Sifkat and Dalet, brings from the Chayodim, that if you catch yourself before you say Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of the Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Again Abraham, which is the end of the Bracha of Avos, if you catch yourself before you say Hashem's name, you should go back to Elikei Abraham. Not the beginning of the Bracha, but start again, even though you're saying Hashem's name again. You say Elikei Abraham, Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yaakov. I had the opportunity to do this not too long ago, and as chatay ani mazkir hayoyim. But it happens, the ma'isa, that you daven Shemoneh Esrei and you catch yourself that, my gosh, like I'm not with the program, I'm not concentrating. So if you catch yourself before you say the Shem Hashem, you're supposed to start again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, from Elikei Avraham, Elikei Yitzchak, Elikei Yaakov. That we do even these days, even though there's no guarantee that you're going to have kavanah the second time. But that much, if you didn't finish the Shemoneh Esrei, you didn't even end off the Baruch Atah Hashem, that much the Mishnah Berurah says to do. By the way, just to mention another Mishnah Berurah there, because it's inspiring for us, Mishnah Berurah says over there in Sifkat and Beis that because of this halacha, al kein manochin ma'oid, what a proper thing it is, lahamoinim, for the people, shal yilmudu pirish hamilah, shal kol ha'tfilah. a very important thing. If you're supposed to have kavanah v'davening, it's good to have a seder every once in a while, going through the taich of the words of tefillah. V'al kol panim shel birchas avos. At least the bracha of avos, the first one, you should learn the pirish, because if not, you never yotze the shemayna esrei. Rama says you don't go back, because who says you're going to have kavanah the second time? But lamaisa, it's ma'akev. You're not yotze the shemayna esrei if you don't have kavanah, the pirish amilois, when you say avos. So we're being mekayim now the mitzvah of the Mishnah Berurah that he says nachayin ma'ayid, that a person should go through the Shemayna Esrei, at least the first bracha, to get the Pirish Hamilas.
Should you do what he says? Let's say you realize by bracha Hashem at the end, should you go back okay? Should you do
it once? But the second time it happens again, you go back again?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, hit yourself over the head and make sure it doesn't happen, theoretically, yeah. But yes, that you ever wonder why people take a very long time for Shemoneh Esrei?
We
haven't got through the first bracha. But okay, yeah. So fine. Let's start the Pirush Hamilos of Birchas Avos. Baruch Ata Hashem sounds simple enough. We say it many times a day. Hopefully, at least 100. Baruch Ata Hashem. Blessed are you, Hashem. Okay, now what does that mean? Blessed are you, Hashem. Without getting involved in this two barichos, but what we're saying is Hashem, you Ata are Baruch are blessed. What does the word blessed mean? Literally. The Rishonim say the word blessed, the word baruch, probably not even blessed, might not be as accurate a translation, but the word baruch means toisefes v'ribui, something additional, an abundance of something. That's what the word baruch means. Rashi in Saita, Tafyura Medalef, says, kol bracha shebateira, any word bracha in the Torah, lashon ribui, who is a lashon of a lot. Like it says, Uveirach eslach mecha v'esmeimecha, Apostle Comparison of Mishpatim, Hashem will bless your bread. What does that mean, bless your bread? It means he'll give you a lot of lechem v'esmeimecha. The Ramban over there in Parashas Mishpatim says that's what it means. Uveirach eslach mecha v'esmeimecha, that Hashem will make it a lot. So what does that mean when you give someone a bracha, you say, Baruch, what does that have to do with a lot? That means you're wishing somebody an abundance of something. But you should be, I'm giving you a bracha. That means I'm giving you a blessing, a wish that you'll have a toisefes of something, a parnasa, toira, siyata d'shmaya, atzlacha, whatever bracha you're giving to your friend, you're wishing him to have an abundance of something in addition, a toisefes veribui of whatever the topic of the bracha is. Meila, the question comes up, what does that mean when we say a bracha ta Hashem? We're saying, baruch ata Hashem, you should have a great what? I mean, Hashem is the epitome of shleimus. There's nothing that Hashem is missing by definition. There can't be anything chaser that we could add to Hashem and say, Baruch, you should be blessed, you should be added to. How could that be? It sounds like Apikursis itself, to say Baruch Ata Hashem. So what's the Pshat in Baruch? This is something that a lot of Rishonim grappled with. And the Sefer HaChinuch, one of the Rishonim, the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Lamed, which is the Mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, it's one of the only Brachas Dairaisa that we say. So he says over there that the Pshat, when you ask, when we say Baruch Ata Hashem, is really not a request at all. It's a statement. Baruch Ata Hashem is a statement, a proclamation that we're saying, you Hashem are Baruch, which means you are the source of all blessing. The way he says it, you are the Makar HaBrachas. Some say for Chinuch, other Rishonim say as well, when you give a bracha to someone else, you're wishing him that he gets an addition of something. When you say Baruch Ata Hashem, what you're saying is not, I wish you, I'm giving you a bracha Hashem, you should be gesund. That's not what a bracha is. Baruch Ata Hashem means that you Hashem are the source of all blessing. This is the start of every bracha that we say when we ask Hashem, again to reiterate that fact that any blessing that we're looking for ourselves is Baruch Hashem is the source of that blessing. So that's the literal taich of the word Baruch according to most Rishonim. Baruch Ata Hashem, you Hashem are the source of all blessing. Let's just finish the Melech Chayzer because even though it's separated in the Siddur because of Zachreinu L'chaim, it's really a continuation of the same bracha. Melech Chayzer u'meshia u'magen. Hashem does good things for us. What's the exact definition? Chayzer means to help us. Meshia means to save us. So Hashem is the helper and the savior, u'magen and the protector. Hashem protects us. So what's the difference? This is not poetry over here. What's the difference between Hashem being the helper and the savior and the protector? So the Mefarshim say that it means like this. In the Oitzar Tfilis, it brings from the Ion Tfilah that says like this. Oizer means to help someone. It's a Pirush called Ion Tfilah. And he says like this. Oizer means to help someone who's helping along. Someone is doing something, but he needs help. Can you help me reach this? You're trying something? And Oizer means Hashem helps you along. Moshiach means that Hashem saves the person even when he himself is not contributing. Moshiach is like saving someone. The guy is stuck. He can't even contribute himself. That's the difference between saving and helping. Helping is someone who's also doing something. He's trying, but he needs help. Then there's a person who's so low in his madrega that he's not even trying to help himself. He's laying in bed all day and he's not being oila at all. He's not doing anything. So Hashem is a Mashiach. Hashem has the power to save a person and bring the inspiration totally from without. Totally not with the person. That's the person, that's the fact that Hashem is a Mashiach. What does Magen mean? Magen means to protect the person before the Tzara even comes. If a person has a problem with Parnasa, a problem with Shalom Bayis, a problem with friends, so then he's in a problem, he needs Oizer Mashiach, he needs to be helped. Magen means Hashem protects us when everything is going well. Hashem is protecting us, making sure that nothing bad happens to us. As the famous Vart goes, by Hallelujah Hashem Kol Goyim. We say in the Hallel, right? All the Goyim should save Hashem, Shabachu Kol Umim. Why? Ki Govar Aleinu Chastai, because Hashem does great chesed to us. That's a Peladik Apostle. All the Goyim should thank Hashem, because Hashem does chesed to us. What's the pshat? So the Mepharshim say, I think it's the Chassam Sofer and others, that they say the Goyim know more about the Chasdei Hashem than we do. They know about all the plans that Hashem foiled in the beginning stages that we never even saw. How many articles come out about the suicide bombers, how they're in their gathering places and they try it out and it blows up in their face with a whole group of arrows before it even reached over the borderlines into Eretz Yisrael. Time and time again this happens, many of them we don't even hear about. That's mugging. That means Hashem protects us, even things before it even reaches us. Not when we know about the Tzara. But even things that we don't know about, that's called mugging. And that's why Halos Hashem called Goyim, because they know what they were planning. They know all their plans that were foiled, even more than us. So that's mugging, that Hashem is a mugging, protects us, even before we see it. And it's very interesting, one last thing that a Rebbe of mine once pointed out, Reb Shmuel Baron, Rebbe of mine in Eretz Yisrael, that he said that we say over here that Hashem is three things. Oizer, Umayshia Umagin. But which two do we experience? Do we realize and witness firsthand? Oizer Umayshia. Hashem is helping us. Hashem saves us. But Magin is something that we're thanking Hashem. We know that it exists. We're praising Hashem. But we don't experience it even. It's the Magin. It's protecting that it should never reach us. So he says at the very end of Shemana Esrei, when we say Ahayda, when we're holding by the thanking Hashem, what do we say in V'chal Achayim Yiducha Sela? We say, Hakel Yeshua Seinu Ve'ezua Seinu Sela. Hashem, who is our Savior, Yeshua Seinu, that's like Mashiach, the Ezra Seinu, and our Helper, that's like Oizer. Doesn't say they're Umaginenu. Doesn't say Hashem is our protector. What's the pshat? The pshat is because to thank Hashem properly, we can't even thank Hashem properly for Maginenu. We didn't see it with our own eyes. We don't even know what to thank Hashem about. When we praise Hashem, we say Hashem has all three aspects. Not only is he Oizer or Mashiach, but we know that he's a Magin, even though we don't even know what story didn't happen that was supposed to happen. So Hashem is a Magin. But in thanking Hashem, we only mention Yeshua Seinu Vezer Seinu, because that's someone we were an eyewitness. We lived through that experience, but Maginenu, we don't even know about well enough to properly thank Hashem. And then we end the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Magen Avraham. This is the chasima of the bracha of Avos. Really, it should say Magen Avos. But since it says, Veheye Baracha, that Hashem said to Avram Avinu, you're going to have the bracha, and the Gemara says, it's Rashi Chumash also, but the Gemara is in Psachim, Dav Kuf Yud Zayin, that Hashem told Avram Avinu, B'cha Chaisnim, with you I will end. Meaning, Baruch Ata Hashem, the bracha of Avos is really has to do with all the Avos, but B'cha Chaisman, specifically in Mepharshim say that the Pasuk says, Hashem said to Avram Avinu, Anochi Magen Lach, I am your protector. So we end Magen Avraham, instead of just saying Magen Avos, because B'cha Chaisman. When we say it, by the way, tonight, Friday night, a short version of the Shemana Esrei, so when we talk about this bracha, we call it Magen Avos, Magen Avos Bidvaroi. The Chazan says that, Magen Avos Bidvaroi. There it's called Magen Avos, but when it's the Chasima, when we actually say it, we don't say Magen Avos, we say Magen Avraham, because B'cha Chaisman, because of that Avtacha, that the Chasima of the Bracha of Avos is with Avraham Avinu.